Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Mem. And we're going to begin four lines on the top with the words Toshma. Today we're learning Le'ilu Nishmas Eliyahu Platt's mother, Feiga Leah Bas Binyamin. Eliyahu is instrumental in getting me all the names, so especially learn Le'ilu Nishmas his mother, Alea Shalom, and all the Nishmas we learn for should have an Aliyah. So we begin Toshma, but we remind ourselves that at the end of yesterday's shiur, we had a machlokas between Rav Yanai and Rav Yochanan as to whether the aliyas goral, the taking out the lots from the lottery box, from the kalfi, was that something that's ma'akev or not ma'akev? So Rav Yanai says that the aliyas goral mitoch kalfi is me'akevis. If you don't do this, you can't go on. You must do that. But the placement upon each of the Seirim, the Soril Hashem, on the Soril Hashem, and the Soril HaZazel, on the Soril HaZazel, placing those lots on them, that is not Ma'akevis. Hanocha ain't a Ma'akevis. Rav Yochanan said, not only is the Hanocha not Ma'akevis, but even according to Rav Yochanan, the Aliyas Goral, the actual doing of the Goral, while it's a mitzvah to do so, it is not a Ma'akev. It's something, if you didn't do it, it's not Ma'akevis. Now, we had explained two ways to learn this yesterday, based upon the machlokas between Rav Nechemya and Rav Yehuda in regards to the big day vad, the white garments that the Kohen Gadol wore, were all of the order and all of the things that he did with them ma'akev. So the opinion of Nechemya was, everything is ma'akev. Anytime the Kohen Gadol wears the white garments, if you don't do it the way you're supposed to, it's ma'akev and it ruins it. As opposed to Rav Yehuda says, no, it's only if you're doing things with inside, lifnai v'lifnim, that it's ma'akev. But things that are bachutz, lo ma'akva. So we had learned the first way to learn the machlokas between Rav Yanai and Rav Yochanan, which we won't go over again now, but we'll remind ourselves about the ikud di'amri, because that's what we'll be spending most of the shiur today on. And this begins five lines from the bottom of Lama Tesla Mibbe's Ikad Diabre that learned it as follows. That Aliba, the Rav Nechemya, the Amar Ma'akva, Rav Nechemya's opinion is that anytime the Kohen Gadol is wearing the white garments, it is Ma'akev. So then, Kuliyama, both Rav Yochanan, as well as certainly as Rav Yanai, both say, Kuliyama lo pligi the Ma'akva. According to Rav Nechemya, it's Ma'akev. The Aliyas Goral is Ma'akev. So the only place that Rav Yanai and Rav Yochanan have a machlokes is according to Kipligi Aliba Rav Yehuda. They only argue with Rav Yehuda's opinion. Now, Man Di Amelo Ma'akev, according to Rav Yochanan, says it's not Ma'akev, so he holds like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds it's not Ma'akev because it's Michutz, it's not Lefnai V'Lefnim, and therefore the Goral, the Aliyah's Goral, is not Ma'akev. That's as simple as the thing of Rav Yochanan, according to Rav Yehuda. But how does Rav Yanai understand Rav Yehuda? Rav Yanai, how does he understand Rav Yehuda? So he says, Shiny Hoch, it's different because the Tanya Vayikra, it repeated the Psukim, Asher Ola, Trei Zimne, and as we pointed out already yesterday and previous to that, and we'll point it out again today now, that's one of the signs if the Torah repeats something, that something is Ma'akev. So yesterday we then went further in the Gemara and brought down a question on this second Braisa, which we resolved. And today we'll pick up by the Toshma, four lines on the top, Mem Omen Aleph, which will be another kasha on this understanding of Rav Yanai, his understanding of the Ikud Yamri, the second version, where they all agree, according to Rav Nechemya, that it's Ma'akev, and they only argue, according to Rav Yehuda, that it's not Ma'akev, or it is Ma'akev. Rav Yanai says it's Ma'akev, and Rav Yochanan says that Rav Yehuda holds simply that it is not Ma'akev. Toshma. So we bring the following Braisa. It says, mitzvah lahagril ulisvados. It says, beferish in this Braisa, that there is a mitzvah, but we'll see, not ma'akev, it's a mitzvah to do the hagrola, to do the aliyas goral, and likewise, there's a mitzvah to do the vidui on the soil lazazel. We mentioned yesterday, that's one of the three times, or the 10 times, that the Kohen Gadol said the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the way, connected that, we say 10 viduis as well in the Yom Kippur davening. Say four by the four tefillos and by the Chazaras Hashatz, that's 8, and then one by Mincha, one by Maariv, that's the 10 times. It's Kineged, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. That's Kineged, the 10 times that we say the Shem of Hashem by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. In any event, mitzvah lahagril v'lisvados, these are both mitzvahs. However, the Tana of this Braisa says, lo higril v'lo isvada, but if you didn't do them, you didn't do the hagrola. You just said this one is a sar l'Hashem, this one is a sar l'Azazel. And you didn't do a vidu, you just sent it off with the ishiti out to Azazel. Kosher. Bottom line is, both of them are still good. you did the avoda and you yotzi the avoda. In other words, it's not ma'akev if you didn't do the hagrola. Now, this works out great according to Rav Yochanan, according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says it's not ma'akev, but Rav Yanai said that even Rav Yehuda held that it's ma'akev. So this b'raisa is a kasha on Rav Yanai's understanding of Rav Yehuda with the repetition of Asher Allah, teaching us that even Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yanai, would say that it's ma'akev, but this b'raisa clearly says that it's not ma'akev, kasha on that understanding. Someone says, "Nu, you want to tell me the same teretz we gave yesterday? You want to tell me that instead of the word over here to read mitzvah lahagril, like we read yesterday, instead of saying mitzvah lahagril, we read it yesterday today, mitzvah lahaniach. So read over here that the word is not lahagril, but it should be lahaniach. Oh, here we have a problem. You can't give this teretz because keep on reading this braisa. This Toshman that we just brought down has a conclusion that we now are going to read. Ema Stainful, keep on reading that braisa. The Bryson now adds a different opinion besides the Tanakama. Ema Seifa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, it says in the Seifa of this Bryson that Rabbi Shimon holds lo higriel kosher. Rabbi Shimon agrees in part with the Tanakama, but he disagrees in part with the Tanakama. He agrees that if you didn't do the Agrola, b'dievet yiyotze. Lo higriel kosher, because it's not ma'akev. But Rabbi Shimon says lo his vada. If you didn't do the video on the soil azazel, it's possible you got to do it again. That's not a good soil azazel. Now, how are you going to understand the Reisha, the Tanakama, when he said mitzvah lahagril usvados? If you're going to tell me my lo higril, if you didn't do the agrola, so if you're going to tell me ilema lo iniach, that we switch around like we did at the end of yesterday year, it didn't mean hagrola, didn't mean the ola legoro, but it meant the hiniach. So then ilema lo iniach, if you're telling me that it really means over here, the Reisha, it means lo hiniach, so miklal Rabbi Shimon sover hagrola ma'akva. Would Rabbi Shimon then have to say that hagrola is ma'akev because the Tanakama is only saying that the hiniach is not ma'akev? So that implies that lo higril, it's kosher, it's only on the laniach. But if you didn't do the hagrola, it would be ma'akev. So you're going to tell me that true? Miklal Rabbi Shimon sover hagrola ma'akva. That would imply that Rabbi Shimon holds that the hagrola is ma'akev, but that can't be. But Tanya, because we learned in another brisa, if you have the two seirim that are identical and they brought one l'sor l'ashem, one l'sor l'azazel, one of them dies, so Rishimon says, don't do another hagrola because that's going to lead to the waste of one of them because you'll do two with hagrola and now you'll have two, either l'sor l'ashem or two that are l'sor l'azazel, you can have an extra one. So Rabbi Shimon holds, meis echad mehen mevi echaveiro shalo b'hagrola. Dear Rabbi Shimon, let's say the soil azazel died. So just bring another one and say it's soil azazel, but there's no agrola. So obviously the agrola is not ma'akev in this situation. If it was the soil Hashem that died, so just bring another one as the soil Hashem. Maybe chaveru shelo b'agrola. Dear Rabbi Shimon, so clearly Rabbi Shimon holds that it's not ma'akev. So therefore you can't learn out over here that it meant lo higril. It really meant lo hiniach. So we're left with Akasha on Rav Yanai's understanding, according to the Ikad Amrei, the second version, because Rav Yanai says the review that holds that it is ma'akev, and clearly this Brisa says it's not ma'akev. So where it says, no, lav dafka. Rabbi Shimon, who you're saying over here is the opinion that says it's not ma'akev, lo yoda mai ka'amri rabbanon. He didn't know what the rabbanon are holding. And therefore, he responds to the Tanakama in a nebulous way. V'ochi kamalu, and this is what he says. If you meant hagrola means hagrola, I hagrola, hagrola mamish, is that what you're saying, Kamri Su? So then, peligna alaychu b'chada. Then I only disagree with you on one thing. I disagree with you on the vidui. You, Tanakama, say that the vidui is not ma'akev, and I say, Rabbi Shimon says, lo higru kosher below his vad apostle. So I disagree with you about the vidui. I agree with you about the hagrola. But but if you're saying that the only thing that's not ma'akev is the hanocha, but hagrola would be ma'akev, so then peligno alaycha b'tarte. Then I actually would disagree with you on both of them, because I say that hagrola is not ma'akev, and I do say that the vidui is ma'akev. So therefore, you don't bring me a proof from over here that would knock apart Rav Yanai's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda according to the second version, the Ikar de Amri. I know this is a little bit tough, but we'll go weiter. We're now going to try again. The knock apart Rav Yanai. Toshma, bring another brisa. This brisa says, par ma'akev as a sawyer, visor, eno ma'akev as a par. What is this talking about? So on Yom Kippur, we know that there's the par that's brought lefnai v'lefnim, the par of the Kohen Gadol, and then there's the Sar Lashem that's brought lefnai v'lefnim. Now there's an order that we're going to learn later in the Masechta about how everything is done. And the par always goes before the Sar. Whatever activity, the parallel activities, the par always goes first, and then the Sar. Now, it doesn't mean that all of the par is done before all of the Sar is done, but no, for each of their parallel activities, when you're doing it lefnai v'lefnim, so the par goes ahead of the Sar. When you're doing towards the paroches, inside the Heichal, towards the paroches, so the par goes before the Sar. When you're doing it on the Mizbeach, so the par goes before the Sar, according to the opinion that they're done separately, according to the opinion that they're mixed together, they're done together. We'll learn that in Mirtz Hashem later in the Masechet as well. In any event, so this Braisa tells us that if you do the par after the Sar, so the par is Ma'akiv, is a Sar. If the par doesn't come first, it's ruined. But the Sar, if you do the Sar, since it comes after the par, it's not Ma'akiv the par. Whatever you do with the par will be pawing for the par. Now, the Matnos Shebifnim, this is referring to the Matnos that you do inside Lefnai V'Lefnim. Now, what does this mean? Bishlama, we can understand how the par is Ma'akiv as a Sar. If you did the Sar before the par, so then it ruins it for the Sar, it's no good. So the par is Ma'akiv as a Sar. The par must become before the Sar. Now what are we talking about? The E Akadme Lisar Mikami Par Lo Avilo Klum. Of course the par has to come first, and if you do the Sar before the par, Lefnai V'Lefnim, if you first sprinkle the 8 times that you're sprinkling, 1 up, 7 down, that you're sprinkling, and you do the Sar before the par, so the Sar was nothing. The par was Ma'akev, it's a Sar. That's simple, straightforward, Lo Avad, Lo Klum, obviously did nothing with the Sar at that point in time, and it'll have to all be repeated after you do the par. But when we say, El Sar, Ein Ma'akev, it's a par, if you didn't do the Sar, it doesn't ruin the par, so what does that mean? Sar, Ein Ma'akiv, it's the par. My Niyu, how could that be? You're always supposed to do the par before the Sar. Where do we do the Sar before the par? So, Ilemo, if you're going to tell me, the Aktim Matonos de par, that you did the Matonos of the par, Bahechol, inside the Hechol, not Lefnai B'Lefnim. You did that, Mikame, Matonos de Sar B'Fnim, before you did the Matonos of the Sar, Lefnai B'Lefnim. So I wouldn't need the Braisa to tell me that. That's a Beferish Pasuk. Chukka Kasibahu. It says Chukka. It says that you have to do the Sayer Lifnai V'Lifnim before you do the Par Lifnim. Before you do the Par in the Hechol. Chukka Kasibahu. And the word Chukka is also a buzzword that always means you must do it exactly as stated or it's Ma'akev. So obviously it's not talking about that you did the Par, sprinkling of the Par towards the Paroches in the Hechol before you did the Sar inside Lifnai V'Lifnim. I wouldn't need the Braisa to tell me that. So mustn't it be El Olav? Aren't we talking about the Akdim Matonos de Par Bifrim, that you did the 7 down and the 1 up? Achas, achas, achas. When we do those 8 times, so when you do the Par Lifnim, you're supposed to have done the Hagrola before that. That's where you have the Sawyer before the Par. El Olav, aren't we talking about the Ikdim Matonos de Par Bifrim, Mikame Hagrola? What are we talking about that it's not Ma'akev? You're supposed to do the par after you do the Hagrola. You can only bring the par Lefnai V'Lefnim and do the sprinklings there after you did the Hagrola, which one is the Sar Lashem, which is one is the Sar Lazazel. But let's say you didn't. You didn't do it that way. You in fact did the par Lefnai V'Lefnim, the sprinklings, the 1 up, 7 down. You did that before the Hagrola. It says it's not Ma'akev. Sar ain't Ma'akev, it's a par. And therefore, umi desidra lo ma'akva, since clearly the Seder, the order, is not ma'akev according to this Braisa, mustn't it be that ikara hagrola nami lo ma'akva. You clearly see over here that this Braisa holds that hagrola is not ma'akev. And that's a kasha on Rav Yana's understanding, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yana says, everybody says that the hagrola is ma'akev, even Rabbi Yehuda. Kasha on Rav Yanai, according to the Ika Diamri, the second version, Rav Yanai's understanding of Rav Yehuda, where it says, not so fast. Lo, you know what we're talking about? The Akdim Matonos de Par Bamizbeach, Mikame Matonos de Sayer Bahechol. No, we're talking about in the Hechol. As I mentioned, there are a number of activities that are done with the Par and the Sar. You first do the Par, Lifnai V'Lifnim, 1 up, 7 down. Then you do the Sar, Lifnai V'Lifnim, 1 up, 7 down. Then you do the Par in the Hechol, facing towards the Lefnai V'Lefnim, but towards the Paroches, 1 up, 7 down. And then you're supposed to do the Sayer in the Heichal, facing towards the Parochas, facing towards the Lufnai V'Lufnim, but in the Heichal, one up and seven down. But instead, you did the next step of the par first. And that's what it's referring to. The Akdim Matonos, the par by Mizbeach. There are four applications on the corner of the Mizbeach, and then there are seven applications on the Mizbeach itself. We'll learn all this later in the Masechta. Mikame Matonos, the Sorei Beheichal. And you did these applications on the inner Mizbeach prior to doing the Sayer towards the Parochas. And this opinion, it's not Ma'akev, Rabbi Yehuda, he, the Omar, Dvorim Hanasim, Bibigdei Lovin, Bachutz, Lo Ma'akveh. So here, that's what this Bryce is talking about. Only in this situation is it not Ma'akev. But what Rav Yana explained, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Hagrola, it is Ma'akev and no Kasha on Rav Yana. Here we find that this opinion is Rabbi Yehuda that says only here the Seder is not Ma'akev, because it's not Lifnai v'Lifnim, but the Hagrola is Ma'akev, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Where it says, not so fast, b'ha'ab imatanos shivifnim katani. No, this Bryce is talking about Lifnai v'Lifnim. It's not talking about Matanos in the Heichal. So Where says, you're right, Elo, you have to come back to the way we understood originally. And therefore, who is the author of this Bryce? There is an opinion that says it's not Ma'akev. Rav Yanai, however, says Rav Yehuda holds it is Ma'akev. So, whose opinion is it? Certainly not Rav Nechemya. Rav Nechemya certainly holds it's Ma'akev. So, is there another author? So, Gemara says, yeah, Homani, Rabbi Shimon, he. This is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. The Omer Hagrola, lo Mayakva. Rabbi Shimon holds the Hagrola is not Ma'akev. So, this Brisa goes according to Rabbi Shimon. That's Teretz number one. Teretz number two, everybody say, Ma, Leola, Rabbi Yehuda. No. We could still have this as being Rabbi Yehuda. So what does it mean that it's not Ma'akev? When he did Besidra lo Ma'akva, you're right, the order is not Ma'akev. However, what does it have to do with Hagrola? Hagrola miya Ma'akva. You're right. If you did the par lifnai v'lifnim before the Hagrola, so it's not Ma'akev. But that doesn't mean that you don't have to do the Hagrola. The Hagrola is Ma'akev, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav Yane will get around the questions on him by saying either this Brisa belongs to Rabbi Shimon or it belongs to Rabbi Yehuda, and it's only the Seder that is not Ma'akev, but the Hagrola itself that is Ma'akev. Now, Rashi says the next piece of Gemara goes back to what we had previously. Tosfos has a different understanding and says it fits in over here, but we'll learn like Rashi, that this goes back to our pluksa, the lowest vadakoi. This goes back to the machlokis that we had between the Tanakama, the Brais, and Rabbi Shimon. The Tanakama says that the vidui on the soil azazel is not ma'akev, and Rabbi Shimon says it is ma'akev. Each of them va'azdu l'tamayu. This is the way Rashi understands this. Each of them has their own understanding for why, according to the Tanakhama, the vidui is not ma'akev, and according to Rabbi Shimon, the vidui is ma'akev. The Tanya, because we learned in the following Brisa, so we turn to Mem Omid Beis, where it says, Yomad Chai Lufnei Hashem L'Chaparlov. This is a pasuk. It says, Hasoi Rasher Olo Olof HaGorol L'Azazel, the soil L'Azazel, the soil that the Goral came out to go to Azazel, it has to be alive. Yomad Chai Lufnei Hashem, it must be alive at the time of L'Chaper Olof, L'Shalach Osol L'Azazel HaMidbara. So it has to be alive at that point in time. What point in time is that? So the Gemara says, the Braisa held, Admosayeh Zokuk Lamod Chai. How long does it have to be Yomad Chai? Obviously it's going to be killed when it goes out to Lazazel. It's going to be thrown off the cliff. So until what point in time, you have to make sure that it's still alive. So the Tanakama holds, this is Rabbi Yehuda, we'll see, he's the Tanakama in the Braisa, Ad Shas Matan Domo Shel Chaveiro. It's until the Sar Lashem is shechted and the dam is fully applied. Once the dam is fully applied, then you can send the Sar Lazazel off the cliff. Dear Rabbi Yehuda. That's the opinion of Yehuda. In other words, the kapara is totally based upon the dam and has nothing to do with the vidui. So therefore, the Tanakhama holds that the vidui is not makim. No, you're supposed to do the vidui. Definitely a mitzvah to do the vidui. But if you didn't do it, you still get perfectly good Sar Lazazel atonement. Divri Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Achas vidui dvarim. It must be alive to at least have done the vidui on it. The vidui is what brings the atonement and not the blood that is nizrak from the Sar Lashem. So that's the machlokas between the Tanakhama, which is Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon. But Michael Mifligate, now we'll understand a little bit better. The Gemara says, what are they arguing about? Kidatanya, it all depends on what brings the kapara for the Sar Lazazel. Is it the blood from the Sar Lashem? Or Is it the vidui? So Kiditanya, it says in the following brayso, lechaper, the Torah tells us that the soil azazel is yomad chai lifnei Hashem lechaper olav, to go bring about a kapara. Lechaper means bechaparas domim hakosav edaber. In general, kapara is dealing with kapara of dam, and dam therefore is the soil Hashem's dam that brings about the kapara that the soil azazel is supposed to bring. But it's only the zrika of all the dam for the soil Hashem that allows the soil azazel to be lechaper olav. And we see this v'chinu omer, because we have proof to this. It says v'chilo mikaperes hakodesh. When he's done with his kapara, v'chilo, he finishes mikaperes hakodesh, atoning for all the things in the holy of holies, in the heichal. So that is when the kapara is applicable. Malahala mikapara is domim, and what finishes it off, doing the last of the applications of the blood. So to avkan mikapara is domim. So it's referring over here too, the Soral Azazel only brings its kapara at the conclusion of the Soral Hashem's blood. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. But on the other hand, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lechaper Olav, what does it mean? Bechaparas Dvarim Akosav Adabar. It's the vidui that brings about that kapara. Matig Gemara says, I'll show you that everybody actually holds that the Agrola is not Ma'akev. Where is this? From the following price of Toshma. Rabbi Akiva says, Shalu Tamidim is Rabbi Akiva. The Tamidim asked Rabbi Akiva. We had spoken about it yesterday, how important it is for the Soral Hashem to come out in the right hand of the Kohen Gadol. That was a good simon, and it made everybody understand that Hashem is forgiving us, and that it's a good Kohen Gadol, and the people are good, etc. So they asked, the Tamidim asked Rabbi Akiva, what happens if Nebuch, the Soral Hashem lottery, comes out in the left hand? All of a small. Is the Kohen Gadol allowed to pass it to his right hand and then hold up his right hand and say, Soral Hashem is on the right? Is that a waste of time, a fake, or is that allowed? That's what the Talmidim asked Rabbi Akiva. And how did Rabbi Akiva respond? Don't give the tzedukim a chance to go and make fun and make chayzik, as they say, and say, well, if you can do this, then we can do whatever we want also. You're making it up, so we can make it up also. If the Torah says that the sawyer in the right hand is going on the right sawyer, so if it's Lazazel, it's Lazazel. It's a great simon if it says Lashem, but you can't play games with it. Don't play any games. Now, from this implication, it implies that if it wasn't for the fact that it's Tukim, that they're going to take advantage and say, well, if you do this, then we can do what we do, it would be allowed. The reason that Rabbi Akiva said isn't that it's awesome to do this. He says, if you start doing this and play games, the tzedukim are going to say, we can also play games. So the reasoning is only because of this not giving the tzedukim a chance to be lirdos. If it wasn't for this concern, madrinale, you would be allowed to go and put the soral Hashem, which you picked up in your left hand, and put it into your right hand. Now, if you say, if you hold that the hagrola is ma'akev, then how can you do this? The cave on the kavate small. If it came out that the left-sided one is going to be the soral Hashem, and now you turn it around and say the one on the right side is the soral Hashem, hechi madrinale. If it's ma'akev, how could you do this? Oh, ergo, it must be the Rabbi Kiva holds it. It's not ma'akev. Now, therefore, this slugs up everybody, and it says that Rabbi Kiva holds that nobody holds that it's ma'akev. All of these tanoim. Rabbi Nechemia, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, they're all Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. We're just finishing the Sfira. These were the five Talmidim that Rabbi Akiva reestablished all the Klai Yisrael with. So if Rabbi Akiva says it's not Ma'akev, so then the Stama, they all hold it's not Ma'akev. So Amar Rava, Rava says no, this is an incorrect way of understanding this. Hachi Komri, this is what the Talmidim asked Rabbi Akiva. Not if it came up in the left hand, can we just turn it and put it on the right hand? Olo ha-goro b'smol. If the goro came up, the soil Lashem came up in the left hand of the Kohen Gadol. Ma'ush yachziru lo ulisi'iro liyomim. Take the lottery that you put on the left sawyer and move the lottery and the left sawyer to the right side. And take the right-sided sawyer that has the soil Lazazel on it and move it to the left. And in this way, you could sort of also accomplish having the soil Lashem on the right, albeit you did hagrola, it started off on the left, and you just moved it to the right. there's no problem now that the Hagrola is Ma'akev, and therefore Rabbi Akiva could hold that the Hagrola is Ma'akev, so why not do this? That's what the Talmidim asked Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva responded, and he said, no, you're technically halachically right. But if you do this, the Tzedukin can say, hey, you're playing games with the Torah, we can also play games with the Torah. Mark continues and says, Toshma, we're going to bring the following raya, that in fact the Hagrola is Ma'akev. Ilu ne'amar, if the pasuk had said es hasor asher olov, if the pasuk had only said es hasor asher olov, the full pasuk is v'ikriv aron es hasor asher olov hagorol Hashem yosol chatos. But if the pasuk had left out the word asher olov and it just had said es hasor asher olov, so in that situation ayis yomer yanichenu olov, it means that you're supposed to place the lottery on it, and therefore, when it says Asher Allah Allah, Talmud Lomar Allah Kivin Sha'Allah, the Hagrola, that's the critical factor, and it's Ma'akev. But once it's already Allah Shuv Eino Tzarech, then if you didn't do the Hanacha, as we pointed out, everybody holds that the Hanacha is not Ma'akev. Even Rav Yanai, who says the Hagrola is Ma'akev, agreed that the Hanacha is not Ma'akev. Now, versus Lamai, what are we talking about to say Shuv Eino Tzarech? If you're telling me there's not even a mitzvah to do this, are you telling me that hanocha is not even a mitzvah? That's not right. The pasuk says, "Asher Allah Allah Hagarol." You have to place it on it. Elo lav la'akev. Mustn't be talking about that the hanocha is not ma'akev. Ushma mina. If the hanocha is not ma'akev, hagarola ma'akva. The hagarola is ma'akev. Hanocha lo ma'akva. It's only the Hanacha that's not Ma'akev. So let us say that this Bryce is a proof that everybody holds that the Hagrola is Ma'akev. Shmuel says, no, again, Amar Rava Hochi Kama. This is the way you understand the Bryce. Ilu ne'amar Asher Olav, if we only had the word Asher Olav instead of Asher Olav, Olav, if we only had Asher Olav and not Asher Olav, Olav, you know what I would have said? You see, Omer, Yani Chenu Olav Achash Shechita. You have to leave the lottery on it until the point we actually do the Shechita of the animal. Now that the pasuk says Tamaloma Asher Allah Olav, so once it was Allah Olav, Kibin Shalom Shuv Eino Tzarech, you don't have to leave it on there anymore. But you can't learn out anything about the ikuv of the Hagrola, yes or no. All this is telling me is that you don't need the Hanacha to be on it all the time. It's a mitzvah to do the Hanacha, but it doesn't have to be on it all the time. As long as Asher Allah Olav, you've been yotzei the mitzvah of the Hanacha. But now we finally come to the last brisa, which is going to prove once and for all, that Hagrola is Ma'akev, and that's going to be a problem for Rav Yochanan, and according to the second version, because the old Rav Yehuda says it's not Ma'akev, and here we're going to see that Hagrola is Ma'akev, and according to the first version, we said that both Rabbi Yanai and Rav Yochanan hold that Rav Yehuda says it's not Ma'akev, certainly going to be a problem for the first version. Toshma, what's this price? This price says as follows. The Pasuk says, the pasuk that we just said, and the end of it is v'yosohu chatos, and you will make it into a chatos. In other words, hagorol oseyu chatos. The hagrola is what turns it into a chatos. V'in Hashem oseyu chatos, but not by designating it by saying this is the soral Hashem. That doesn't make it into a chatos. Now, why would I even think that that would be allowed? Shiyochol v'alodinu. I might have said it's a kavachomer. What's the kavachomer? In a situation where you have two animals that are being offered, for example, if you have bird offerings, so you have a zava, or you led this, so they have to bring a chatas and an ola, so you have a pair of birds. So you don't need a gorol there to say which one is the chatas and which one is the ola. They bring the two birds, and there are certain times, either at the time that they bring it, or when the kohen actually goes and sacrifices it, that you designate it to be the chatas or the ola. They have different sacrificial acts that you do on the mizbeach. The chatas is below the chutas sikra, by the animals it's above the chutas sikra, here it's below the chutas sikra, and the ola sa'o is above the chutas sikra. In any event, here we have a pair of birds, and there is no gorol. Nevertheless, kiddush Hashem, just by announcing this is the one that's the ola, this is the one that's the chatas, it works. So certainly, if a gorol itself works, so shouldn't it be a kavachomer? If you directly designate it, that should certainly work. That's the Kal V'chomer that you would have had. That's why you need the pasuk Talmud Lomar V'yosau Chatos. It's the Goral Oseh Chatos V'ein Hashem Oseh Chatos. But you can't verbally designate it and say this is going to be the Sor L'Hashem, this is going to be the Sor L'Hashem. So you must do it via the Goral. Clearly, this Braisa is a proof that the Goral is Ma'akev. We turn to Mem Aleph Omed Aleph. Now, who is the author of this Braisa? So the Gemara says, Stam Sifro Mani. This is a Braisa on Torah's Kohanim, as Rashi reminds us. Sifro is the Braisa on Torah's Kohanim on Vayikra, and the author of the Sifro is Rabbi Yehuda, as Rashi tells us, top Rashi. And this, therefore, is the opinion of Yehuda, V'chotoni Hagorol Osechatas, V'in Hashem Osechatas. It clearly shows us that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that the Goral is what makes the Chatas, and not by your declaration, I'm going to call the one on the right, the Soil Hashem, the one on the left, I'm going to call the Soil Azazel, and we're all happy. No. Alma Hagrola Ma'akva. If you don't do the Hagrola, it's Ma'akev. Now, this is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The only person who can hold like this is the second version, the Ika de Amre, according to Rav Yanai. His understanding of Rav Yehuda is that even Rav Yehuda holds the Hagrola is Ma'akev. And therefore, Tiyufta Laman Dioma Hagrola Lo Miakva. This is a Tiyufta to Rav Yochanan, who says that Rav Yehuda holds it's not Ma'akev according to the second version. And it's a Tiyufta to both Rav Yanai and Rav Yochanan according to the first version. Because in the first version, they both agree that Rav Yehuda says it's not Ma'akev. But here we just proved that Rav Yehuda does hold it's Ma'akev. Tiyufta, the man the Yomah Hagrola Lo Miakva, Tiyufta, we did schlug that up. I know this is a very tough shiur, derivations of psukim are always very difficult, but Baruch Hashem, with this we conclude today's shiur.